made me free. Thank you, Jesus.
This word has gone forth, but I know with no doubt that it will be different. It would be similar in some sense, but I know the Lord probably take, you know, a different role. Everybody know that preachers are here, preach one message twice. It's different. It's sweeter. So God is good. So tonight, please turn your Bible to Psalms 86. As we stand for the reading of God's words. Okay. It said, bow down thy ears, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Although my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that called upon thee. Give ears, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend the voice of my supplications. In the days of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like thy works. All nations whom thou art made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and not wonderful things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O God. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, and with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy towards me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy on me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of my handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see him and be ashamed, because thy Lord has helped and comforted me. May the word of God bless already. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Father God, thank you. Tonight, the topic for tonight is get out of your prison.
Amen.
The word get out means to leave. To leave. Everybody know, moving from here to there, you leave this place, go to another place. So that's what it means, to leave. I didn't even think to look for another meaning. I tried to find out another meaning, but when I get this meaning, I said, this is the one, to leave. And the word prison, it's a building in which people are held for punishment or a crime they have committed, waiting for trial. But tonight, I am not going to talk about that particular prison, that physical body, building. But I'm going to talk about a state of mind, that prison, state of mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You have been locked up in a situation for so long, long time. So locked up, you are wondering how to get out, how can I get out? You're meddling into that situation. That situation has been carrying you away, journeying for many, many days, nights, or weeks. You have been carrying it behind you. Anywhere you go, that situation follows you. It's time to get out of your prison. So it's time to get out. If you don't get out of this situation or this prison, I can tell you definitely, you will be bound for eternal destruction. destruction. You'll be leading straight to that place where no one wants to go. As Christians, we fear the word hell. Nobody wants to go to that place. Nobody wants to even think about that place. Everybody wants to run on that shiny road, that streak of gold to walk on. But tonight, I'm going to say to you, you need to get out of your prison. There's the old saying we say is that if you play with fire, you're getting burned. You will get burned. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you stay in that prison too long, hallelujah, Jesus. We're hearing about many persons who were being imprisoned in a state of mind whose mind were messed up, who have been playing with fire and get burned because God will expose you. God will show you up. So get out of your prison. If you don't leave, you are disobeying the word of God. Children of God, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God will come upon you. In the scripture, before I even go in the scripture, I remember David. I remember David was so locked up in his prison on that particular day when he's on the rooftop. And when he looked over, he was so high. I don't know why he was there. I don't know why he wasn't in the war. But he decided to stay home. So he went on that roof. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when he looked, hallelujah, Jesus, his mind wandered. His mind drifted. His mind wandered so far that when he looked over, he saw a beautiful lady. A lady that, oh God, that when he saw it, his mind was so messed up, he was locked up in his prison. What David did, David inquired about, who's that lady? He did, he sent his servant to find out. They said, no, it's your wife. You can't, it's wrong. He knows. But David, he's the king. How dare you tell the king no? The king said, bring her, come. So David got her, David slept with her, she has a son. To make it worse, he was in his prison. He wasn't in that right state of mind because David is God, is a man of God. He's of God, hold on. So you expect David to know better and to do better. But David allowed himself to go even deeper in the state of mind, deeper into the prison. So he's way back in that prison. He even said, okay, he slept, she had a child for him. But he moved further, David decided that, okay, what can I do now? He decided, okay, I'm going to send that wife, husband, to the front line so that he may get killed. He went, hallelujah, Jesus, you are not killed. But God was not satisfied. God, hallelujah, was not pleased. Same as we think about our same situation that we are wrapped up in and that we are trying, that we are so deceived. We are so full of ourselves, we believe that no one will see us, but I'm telling you, it's a lie because God sees and he knows everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the scripture we read, it said we see David crying out to God. He said, all whom thou hearest and listen to me, Lord. David wants God to help him from his distress. This is what we should do as children of God, crying out to God in every situation, just like David did. David asked God to give ears to his prayer. Give ears, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend unto the voice of my supplication. Hallelujah, Jesus. In my trouble, I will call upon thee. So in your trouble, I expect you to call upon the name of Jesus, because in the name of Jesus, there is healing. In the name of Jesus, there is a blessing. And in the name Jesus, heaven and earth went by. Oh God, the demon doesn't lie in the name of Jesus. He trembled when you call the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be to God. God, have your own way tonight, Jesus. God said, seek and you shall find, not and it shall be open. David also asked God to teach him his way. He said, Lord, teach me, hallelujah, thy way, O Lord. I will walk in the truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy faithfulness. kindness towards me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. David was crying out. David was pleading his heart out. We need to go on our knees. We need to cry out to you. We need to plead our heart to Jesus, because God, we are in a situation. We are in a circumstance that is contained in our mind. Our mind has been messed up. Our mind has been full of all things that is not of God. Let our mind be free. Let our mind be the mind of God. Let God be praised. As Christians, whenever we are overwhelmed in any situation that is not of God, we should stand. I remember as a military person, Marco, I was sent on a training exercise to be promoted. And when I went there, we have about a 10-mile walk with about 50 to 75 pounds about. Saints of God, I know I wasn't physically strong, but I was sent on that corner because my commanding officer thought that I should be promoted. I have a back problem. But saints of God, my mind started to play tricks on me. I started to feel all problems start to break loose. I said, no, I can't walk. 50 pounds on my back. Even though I was a Christian, where was my faith? I started to doubt God. I started to think all things that is impossible. I said, I'm not going, I'm not walking. But saints of God, I get a wake up call. My mind started to come back to who God wants my mind, to where my mind should be. I started to think like what the Lord wants me to think, as I'm a child of God. And I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So I decided that I'm going to walk, saints of God. And as I walk, oh God, with that pack on my back, saints of God, I started to sing songs of praise. I started to shout hallelujah. I started to say, come by on Jesus. I started to say, come by on. I started to move the Lord. I started to sing songs. God, you are good. God, you are awesome, saints. And I started to move from the back to the middle. And I was way at the front. Who could it be but King Jesus? Who could it be? Because I trusted in the Lord.
We need to get out of our prison. We need to get out of our situation.
beside you to get out. Let's tell the neighbor beside you, get out. Come on, saints, and get out of your situation. Get out of your circumstances. Hallelujah, be to God.
Yes.
Jesus said the price for you, me on the cross. He died. He paid it. He went to Calvary. He didn't have to. Many prophets came. He sent many prophets before. Judges came. Nathan. He sent them. And he said, oh God, oh day, these persons having a hard time. And he decided, I will show up. I will come and I will give my life. He came. He do all the healing. He do all the feeding. He's done so many miraculous things. But yet still people know him not. But he still push on. He still fight. He still do the work of his Father. Because the work of his Father is what he was here to do. It was his mandate to fulfill the will of his Father. So they beat him. They mocked him. They spit on him.
Spirit within me.
met a man. I met a man who take away my troubles. I met a man who deal with my mess of life. I met a man who say, come on to me, all you that labor. Hallelujah. He's able to do just about anything. Saints of God, bear the fruit of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You can't run up that shiny road. You can't get there. Because there's a lot of things that we need to do down here. It's a lot of tests. It's a lot of homework. Pastor has been preaching the message, the theme for this year is a year of spiritual increase. This is what we need. Get out of your prison. It's a spiritual increase. So if you want to stay down here, you're going to say, bye-bye. But if you stand on that day, toe that line, he will say, well done, O good faithful servant. Saints of God, I'm imploring you and say, bear the fruit of the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit show in your life. Let love, let joy, let peace, let long suffering, let gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance surround you. Let it resonate upon you. Instead of
each day, each second of our trying. The devil
birthdays at school, wherever. Play music. Always sing for the praise and worship. Pray without ceasing. Fast when you can. But give God the praise. He deserves it. So when you get up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. When you reach out, thank you, Jesus. In everything, give thanks. You are here tonight, give thanks. We complain too much. I remember we were talking about complaining. We complain too much. We must give thanks. We are fortunate. It's going to be a time when we shall not be here. When God shall show up. Get it right before it's too late. Get out of your prison. Amen. This word of this song said, he brought me out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song of praise. Hallelujah. He said it. He brought you up. Always have a song on your own. Always prepare, always be ready. You're his disciple. Always be prepared. Always ready to go to war. Always ready to have a scripture. Always ready to have a verse. Challenge yourself. I am challenging myself. I'm trying to read this off in a year again. I tried it, I messed up. But I'm on the journey again. It's the year of spiritual increase. And if you want to get out of your prison, there's a lot of things that is happening around you. A lot of things that your mind is messed up in. A lot of things that you are involved in. Get out. Get out. Get out of your prison. Give God a chance in your life. Let the light so shine that others may see. So tonight, saints of God, let's give God the praise. Let's give God the glory because he deserves it. He deserves everything that we do. He has waked us up this morning, clothed us in the right frame of mind. He has blessed us abundantly. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to complain. All your members are intact. If my back is hurting me, I say, thank you, Jesus. My foot is hurting me, thank you, Jesus. If I don't have something to eat or drink, thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's the mood you're supposed to be in all the way. The mood. The mood of worship. The mood of praising. The mood of giving thanks. Give God a chance. Get out of your prison. And God will have his way with you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.